Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Tracking down alien life on Earth and arming the human race against the future. The 21st century is when everything changes. And you've got to be ready.
Hi, it's the 10th of December 2006. This is episode 3 of Torchpod. Torchpod is a Torchwood podcast, and I'm Karen Wilson. Thanks for listening. Okay, to get into episode 3, we're going to start off with a review of Torchwood's episode number 7, which was called Greeks Bearing Gifts. Okay, this episode I thought was a really good episode. It's going back to episode 1, which I also thought was quite good. I really liked the story in this one. It was about an alien, and it was just, I thought it was really well acted. I really liked the story. I liked the actress that played, I've forgotten what her name was, but she played the woman that was besotted with Tosh. I really liked her, and I thought that the episode was a really good insight into the loneliness and the personal life of Tosh, and you get to see a different side of her, where at work she seems to always be ahead of the game and knows what's happening and gets into all the locations on the computer and the technology side of things. She's very good at her job, but she leads a fairly personal, I guess, and quite seems quite sad. I felt sorry for her that she didn't seem to have any friends, and you know, like her life was her job. She was a single woman, and I don't know, it was quite sad for me to watch, because I would have thought she'd have some friends, but she just, I don't know, maybe she does but we didn't see them. But I just thought it was a really sad episode, but it was a good episode. And I really liked the ending, that Jack worked out what the piece of machinery was that they found, and that he got rid of the girl, the alien I should say. I thought it was a really good story. I have to say it's one of the best episodes so far, and we're more than half the way now in the episodes for season 1. Now on to, give that a rating of 4. Yeah, I think this is the only one that I've rated a 4 so far. The next episode that we're going to discuss is episode number 8, and it's called They Keep Killing Susie. Wow, if I thought Greeks Bearing Gifts was a good episode, this episode has to be the best one so far, and that was episode 8. Can you believe that Susie came back and that she had plans the whole time that they would revive her and that they would bring her back to Torchwood? And you know, I thought when she said she wanted to see her father, that she was, you know, genuinely sorry for everything that she'd done, and that she wanted to make amends so that she could be at peace with herself and with God before she died, or you know, whatever was going to happen to her in the future. The whole reason was she wanted to come back to cause Torchwood pain and problems, and that she wanted to kill her father. This was the best episode so far. I really, really enjoyed it, and I just was on the edge of my seat the whole episode wondering what the hell is going to happen next. So for me, They Keep Killing Susie is a 4.5. It's the highest rating episode so far in my ratings. 4.5 is the highest, so well done to the cast and crew for that episode. It was magnificent. We're coming up now to episode 9, which is called Random Shoes, and I've seen a few little teasers about this episode, and it looks quite interesting. But I'm starting to get sad now, because we are at episode 9 of 14, and I know it's coming up to Christmas and everything, but I really want Torchwood to be green-lighted for a second series. I really hope this is possible. Yes, so episode 8 was the best episode, and I'd like to hear from fans of the podcast, or maybe you're not even a fan of this podcast and you've just come across it and wondering what the hell it's about. If you'd like to contact me, I'd really like to hear views of this podcast or what your thoughts are on the Torchwood series. And you can contact me by email, and the address is torchpod. That's TORCHPOD at yahoo.com. Torchpod at yahoo.com. If you're not sure, don't worry, you can go to torchpod.podomatic.com and find the email address there. Or you can go to www.myspace.com/torchpod, and the email address and the show notes will be there as well. Next, I'd like to talk about what's coming up Torchwood Wise in January. I know from reading about Torchwood, there's going to be a Torchwood, I guess it's kind of adult series of books. I'm not too sure if it will be aimed at adults, but I think because the TV show is that surely the books would be adult orientated as well, but you know, check first. And three names of books have been released, and they will be out on the 4th of January. And the books are Border Princes by Dan Abnett, Another Life by Peter Anglides, I hope I've said his name right, and Slow Decay by Andrew Lane. I'm really looking forward to reading these. I guess I'll buy one and see if I like it, then buy the other two. And don't forget, if you are a big fan of Torchwood and would like to see it on DVD, you can buy it from the 26th of December, which is Boxing Day in the UK, from amazon.co.uk, and it's currently set to a price of around about £14, I think. And it's Torchwood Series 1, Part 1, or Torchwood Episodes 1 to 6, something like that. There isn't much information on it, but I've already put it on pre-order so that when it becomes available, it'll just basically send it to me in the post, which is a good way of doing things on amazon.co.uk. I'm sure that you'll probably be able to find it in stores, maybe Woolworths, Asda, Sainsbury, Tesco, HMV will probably have it, or Virgin Megastores. So if you're really a fan of the series and you've been taping it on your Sky Plus or watching it on NTL, or want to catch up on episodes that you've missed or not seen for some reason, or want to see the whole DVD, I'm sure there's going to be some bonuses on there, but don't quote me on that. And you should get the DVD. Also, a lot of people have contacted me and asked me, oh, I live in Canada and Torchwood's not on yet. I've been hearing great things about it. Where can I see it? Well, you can actually watch it in parts on youtube.com. That's youtube.com. If you search on Torchwood Episode 1, you will see that you can find it in 2 or 3 15-minute or 10-minute episodes. So just continue to do that. Torchwood, go for episode number 2, which is called Everything Changes. Type in Torchwood episode 2 or Everything Changes Torchwood and it will come up. It's a really good way of getting to see the series before it airs in your country. And I mean, it's such a revolution to have YouTube actually available to, you know, free. You can watch these videos for free. You don't need an account. You just have to go there, type in Torchwood in the search box, and you'll find the episodes and you can watch them. It's a really good way of watching them, and I've recommended it to a lot of fans that are listening to the podcasts that live in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, USA, and really, there's no boundary on it. You can be world, and as long as you log in, search on YouTube, you'll be able to find Torchwood, and it's a really good way of seeing it online, and then perhaps buying the DVD or waiting for it to come on in your country to see it. Well, that's it for my episode 3. I don't really have anything else to talk about. The episode tonight is called Random Shoes. As I said, I've seen a few little teasers about it. But I'll review that in episode 4 of Torch Pod. And again, the email address to contact me is torchpod@yahoo.com. And if you want to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, if you search on Torch Pod or Torchwood Podcasts, my Torch Pod will come up. And I'd like to thank you for listening. I'm looking forward to episode number 4 of the podcast, and also episode 9 of Please Do Get In Touch With Your Feedback. Even if you don't like the show, think it compares to Doctor Who, or Doctor Who, you know, you're not a fan of the actors in Torchwood. I think I give a fairly good of each episode. I don't like to be too negative, I don't like to be too positive, but I would like to see the series commissioned for a second series. So hopefully in episode 4 of my podcast, I'll be talking about my meeting with Neil Gorton, who is the special effects guy from Millennium Effects, who does all the Cybermen and monster costumes. So more on that in episode 4 of Torch. And I'll speak to you next week.